This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has emerged from Sunday's election victory with sweeping new powers and a parliamentary majority. Opposition presidential hopeful Muharrem İnce, however, called the outcome unjust and warned the new presidential system is dangerous and could lead to one-man rule. International observers criticize the unbalanced pre-election media coverage. Ambassador Audrey Glover heads the Office for Democratic Institutions and Human Rights.
Our media monitoring showed that presidential candidates and the political parties were not given equal access to national media outlets, and the TV mostly covered the incumbent president and the ruling party. This resulted in voters not being given balanced information about the campaign and preventing them from making an informed choice.
Kadir Has University professor Serhat Güvenç said the election's biggest surprise was the strong performance by the nationalists.
We have a new nationalist party, another political party, which operates on the nationalist platform. And we have a new vote distribution where nationalist voters account for almost more than 20% of the total electorate in Turkey.
The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe cited high voter turnout as a sign of Turkey's commitment to democracy, but also noted restrictions on fundamental freedoms. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar said Monday they hope for a breakthrough in peace talks in Khartoum to end their five-year conflict. Talks last week in Ethiopia failed to make progress. A high-level Eritrean delegation is expected Tuesday in neighbor and longtime foe Ethiopia to discuss peace commitment by new Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed to abide by terms of a peace agreement that ended their border conflict nearly 20 years ago. U.S. motorcycle maker Harley-Davidson Monday announced it's moving some operations overseas to avoid European retaliatory tariffs after the U.S. imposed steel and aluminum duties on European imports. President Donald Trump counseled patience, saying they fought hard for the company, insisted the EU has hurt the U.S. badly on trade. His spokesperson is Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
The European Union is trying to punish U.S. workers because they have engaged repeatedly in unfair trade practices. And the president is saying enough is enough. We'd like to work with the EU to work on a level playing field.
Gary Huffbauer, non-resident senior fellow with the Peterson Institute for International Economics, said multinationals like Harley are at a disadvantage, facing both retaliatory tariffs and higher costs for steel and aluminum.
This is the reality that many U.S. companies will face, and Harley was brave enough to talk about it, knowing that President Trump would hit back.
Meanwhile, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said anticipated investment restrictions are not targeting just China, but would apply to all countries trying to steal U.S. technology. Pro-government Syrian forces continue pressing an assault in the southwest. The area has been covered by a de-escalation agreement. The U.S. has warned of a response, but Washington Institute for Near East Policy distinguished fellow James Jeffrey described U.S. reaction so far as disgraceful and feckless.
The whole idea was that the rebel forces would have immunity in that zone, and that Iranian and Iranian surrogate forces, specifically Lebanese Hezbollah, will be kept out.
Jeffrey said so far the U.S. reaction has been weak. In Zimbabwe, two people are dead from injuries suffered when an explosion rocked an election campaign rally by the ruling party in Bulawayo Saturday. Police originally said nearly 50 were wounded. Vice President Constantino Chiwenga was among them. The election scheduled July 30th. Italian Interior Minister Matteo Salvini Monday called for the creation of migrant centers in Africa to halt the tide of asylum seekers seeking Western Europe.
Accogliamo ben volentieri già da oggi.
Speaking in Tripoli, he said such centers must not be located in Europe but south of Libya. 16 EU leaders met in Brussels over the weekend to debate migration ahead of a wider EU summit. Guatemalan President Jimmy Morales appealed to the U.S. for temporary protection for migrants from his country because of recent volcanic eruptions that have lasted weeks, left more than 100 dead and many more displaced or missing. Portugal and Spain advanced to the World Cup Final 16, each playing to a draw against their opponents. Trade tensions dragged global stocks lower, with all three U.S. indices falling steeply Monday, the Dow Jones shedding more than 300 points to 24,252. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama, mama, yeah. Africa, welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van Lee. Hot, rocking and beautiful sounds from across this great African continent will be coming to you again today, so I want you to relax because I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. Later on today on this great show, we have a young and dynamic lady, and she has a Sierra Leonean and Gambian background. But I say she's a Sierra Leonean, and she says, I'm half Sierra Leonean, half Gambian. But hey, she will tell you more about that. And that is Sarah Musa. She's going to be my guest on the show, so stay tuned. I'll be introducing her later on this great show. But now let's start the ball rolling today from Sierra Leone, and we play music by Master Lord Mo, and this one is called Chief the Sleep with Chief Inwef. The chief is asleep, and we stole his wife. Wow. And right after that, to Liberia's Kobazi in Daja, and Go Down by Yemba Voice featuring Rider Man. All coming to you right on the African beat, but let's start off with Sierra Leone's Lord Mo in Chief the Sleep with Chief Inwef.
I hope you know the chief I mean, eh?
I mean Chief Obad. Now Chief go send him the king go France. Now Chief go send him the king go Germany, Germany. Yeah. We the poor one day, we the suffer for water.
Ordinary water.
We the poor one day, eating all day for it.
She starting all day for it.
Ara-ra-ra-ra.
Donation. We don't know somebody. Rihanna, sorry, we not receive your money. For them buy a mineral, now them pocket, then dig boom boom, then left them party dust. Yes, now them kind people now want make we put back. If we put them, I swear we go broke back. We go broke like them 2-3 side bars. Make we conscious, now the time this. I repeat, now the time this.
African beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
The music just turns me on.
I'm on board with the Lama Swaz. Come on and go chill. To the tini doja fresh. Hagati yacho na distance. Tumizichu shaka chose kandi cash. Wanyita kingwandara. Fati chusha kume fracture. Reka na nindagara. Fati findi shura chose sur. Ubuzima ni bugufi. Feeling a fresh muri Gucci. Umuziki ni nk'umuti cyakazo cheze gicarutsi kinabapiga magudo nyega nyega mpaka wansi abavuga ni bavuge bakuziza kuzi byo badazi slay baby go slay you don't have to care about what they say be slay baby go slay twikute se buri wese.
By Yemba Voice featuring Rider Man, and right before that was Daja by the young rising Kubazi of Liberia, and Chief the Sleep with Tiffin Weth by Master Lord Moore of Sierra Leone. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy here in Washington. And remember, when I come back, my guest for today is the young Sarah Musa, and she'll be telling you all about what she does. All right, stay tuned. I'll be right back.
African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
The African beat on the Voice of America. Welcome back. If you've just joined me, you are listening to your greatest African music show on your airwaves. And I said earlier that my guest today is Sarah Musa. And Sarah is a young African-American, parents from Sierra Leone and the Gambia. And she is doing a whole lot of work back there in the Gambia. And that is why we have her on the show today. And she's got a non-profit organization that she'll be telling you about. Prospects in Mommy's Tummy. What does that mean? But let's go over to Sarah now, and welcome to the African Beat, Sarah.
Thank you so much for having me today. Thank you.
So Sarah, now, what is Prospect in Mommy's Tummy?
Definitely a great question. It's a nonprofit foundation that I founded back in 2014, and the objective of the organization is to help break the cycle of poverty through assisting underprivileged children and expectant women.
Okay, so but people want to say, how can I understand what's the meaning of that sentence? What's the meaning of that title? Prospect in Mommy's Tummy. I know you're trying to break the cycle of poverty, but how can you relate that to...
Absolutely, definitely. So from our logo, our picture, the logo has a picture of a pregnant lady and the baby has a graduation cap and a diploma. So through our organization, we're really saying that kids have great potential, and when we invest in them, they'll do great things.
Sarah, how old are you?
I'm 24.
24?
Mm-hmm.
And how long ago have you been doing this?
About 4 years now.
Right. All right. That is our guest for today, Sarah. You see, she's just 24 years old. And she's thinking about the newborn baby that is coming into this world straight from mommy's tummy. And that child is supposed to be a prospect for the future. Okay, this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. We'll bring you Sarah later on again. But let's take a cool music now from the Gambia, where Sarah has got a school. And we'll be talking about that later on. But we'll take this music now. It's called Bijir Bajar by Oboy and Gambian Child, featuring Bai Badu, all from the Gambia. Let's enjoy this one. And when we come back, our guest will be right here.
Abi giri bajaru, abi giri bajaru.
Defuni manu kala jengeni.
alabi opa lam sagar kula gis xamna digi tank ama gud kawar gambian jail xalabi ñun duñ sa morom di nga songa dalay reey ku degi li amna borom
babu na fi ko dowul ma jalous ak ibo hayen ki ko hayna bi jamanu jamane gi mo ak ibo hayen ni ba hayna
abi giri bayar abi giri bayar
dale mandolo mi kuli mandangulu say bu ngi da ngi ma bay
hey fuñ te goti bes bo fa xole de fi ku fi do fa xale yi sa jeex day jeex ñun ñoy boss ñoy son ay cos yu weer xale sa xale ya mak sa mak ye tay mu neex
akata ay mula bu man ba dus ko kanu ba bu oven ko dal kan
hey
ba bu oven ko dal kan
dafo
Bajar, Oh Boy and Gambian Child featuring Bai Badu from the Gambia. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And our guest on the show today is young Sarah Musa, who's based here in the United States of America. And Sarah, what and what are you doing in the Gambia?
Yes, so in the Gambia, through the organization Prospect in Mummy's Tummy, the nonprofit that I founded, what we're doing is recently we just opened a nursery school to help ensure that more girls will have the opportunity to go to school. That's a passion of mine. I've had that passion for girls' education since high school. And in addition to building a school, the organization also helps pregnant women by donating to the underprivileged mothers baskets that contains baby items.
And you know, when I look at you, I say as young as you are, 24 years old, at a time like this, you should be enjoying your youth, you know, thinking about how to take care of yourself, mm-hmm. doing all those beautiful makeups, mm-hmm. you know, enjoying mm-hmm. your life. Mm-hmm. But you decided to spend your time mm-hmm. helping young girls and pregnant women. Why?
I think that that's a passion that I've had since high school. And I think that in order for change to happen, we really do need to put in the action to it. And so through Prospect in Mummy's Tummy, it really is just a goal to really ensure that girls are given the voice and the opportunity to be able to advance in life, because there's so much potential that girls have in them. And when they're given the chance to go be in the classroom setting to learn, they'll be able to do so much more. So through Prospect in Mummy's Tummy, we hope to not only ensure that girls are given an education in addition to boys, we also hope to ensure that clinics will be built in the future with the availability of funding. As of right now, we are limited to our activities due to the fact that we don't have like major sponsors or we don't have donors. My parents are the ones putting in the majority of the funding.
I was just
going
to come to that.
Right.
Are you working?
I'm not. Our parents are the ones putting in the majority of the funds in there to help the organization.
And so how do you hope to continue with this when it is the spending or the sponsoring is just coming from your parents?
Absolutely. So we are hoping that the word will get out there, because in order for change to occur, more people need to be aware of the vision of the organization. So we're hoping that through this interview and other interviews, people will be aware of the work that we're doing, and together we can all make a difference to help ensure that lives will be changed.
And right now you are constructing the permanent school, the new school, right?
You're right, yep.
And how is that going?
Right now, my parents, they bought a piece of land in Lamine, the Gambia, and we already have a temporary location that they built a house there. And so that temporary location is where the school is currently being housed. And in that same compound, we have a construction going on, and my parents have put in the resources to be able to help build a school there. And with the availability of funding and donors, we'll be able to actually finish the building and hold more students.
All right. When we come back, we'll be saying thank you to Mommy and Daddy for that. But let's enjoy some good music. Sarah Musa is my guest on the African Beat today, and you've heard her. She's just 24. She's not just thinking about herself. She's not just thinking about the next clothes she's going to wear or the next shoe she's going to buy. She's thinking about how young girls can get education. She's thinking about how pregnant women that are less privileged can be able to deliver well. She's taking gifts of baskets to them in the hospital. So what can you do? How can you help? How can you come on board? What is your vision? That's what we're talking about today, right here on the African Beat. But let's go back to music. Remember, it's the African Beat on the Voice of America, and we play music from across the continent. Mona Lisa is done for us by Godwin from Ghana. That's what we're going to play next. So enjoy it. And when we come back, we'll take Sarah Musa again, our guest. Mona Lisa right now.
Yeah.
Ivan on the beat.
Sexy Mona Lisa, you dey use me to play. Now you run come my way. I will lucky when I miss us today. Your booty African girl, I go give you bang bang bang. See your body African girl, give me that bang bang bang. Your booty African girl, I go give you bang bang bang. See your body African girl, la la lo lo. Give me that bang. Candlelight feed it to us holy man, a real player. Big enough for style, he been a play with the girl, them way no like me. And me now want fear clone. You see some girls, some girls, some girls, some girls in love, they think of them up return. And them studio in a line, yeah. And if you love your man, and him, never stress man for a longer, longer time. Tap the commentary, if you love it, one feed for another time. And if you love your man and him, never stress man for a longer, longer time. Stop the commentary. If you love it, grand feet for another time. Yeah. Your body African girl, I go give you bang bang bang. See your body African girl, give me that bang bang bang. Your body African girl, I go give you bang bang bang. See your body African girl, give me that bang bang.
On the beat.
Mona Lisa by Godwin of Ghana. That was a beautiful song there. And you are listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. Broadcasting from Washington, D.C., Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 UTC, right after the world news. Now, we're back to you, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
What would be your message to young girls like you? You know, who are out there and seeing you doing this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But when you look at them, sometimes it is difficult for them to mm-hmm. have the same opportunity as you.
Mm-hmm.
But what would be your message to them? And even those who are adults that will be listening to you right now, what would be your message?
I would say it all starts by believing in yourself. Realize that you do have the potential to make a change. And it starts out right at home. You can start out in your community and start making a change there. And eventually, just keep on expanding that. And you'll keep on changing the lives of those around you.
And what would be your message to your mom and dad? Because they've been putting in the bulk of the money. And remember, they have your school to take care of. And now they're helping you also to help other children. What would be your special message to them?
I'm very grateful to my parents for all the support that they've showed to me all throughout the years. And I'm very thankful for all that they've done to not only make my vision come alive, but to also help others' visions come alive too.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Sarah. And we're looking forward to having you back on the show.
Thank you.
Whenever you have something new coming up, and let us know, we'll call you back here because we want to know how that school is coming up.
Absolutely.
And we want to know how the kids are doing.
Thank you so very much.
All right. That was my guest today, Sarah Musa, the founder and CEO of Prospects in Mommy's Tummy. That's a nonprofit organization. And also, she has built a school in the Gambia helping young girls, little children, grow up in that kind of environment where they'll be able to go to school. And Sarah will also like to say very special thanks to the Cloudbreak Foundation for supporting PIMT in the United States over the years. And also to all the individuals who have been making donations to the organization. That is from our guest today, Sarah Musa. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. Stay tuned. When I come back, we'll play some more music for you. African Beat on the Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
Jalimadi, Brikam, Boyo,
Dunya lela na dunke jam falana itele wulu na itele nothing obetina manju twila na nene mambala na na duta fomo bebo taida maleka fonya na itele wulu ejika beto dinna ninga kuja oke ikonye fata nyina na sula fengol na ya bedina enyin kanomi itana fonka funyol nyaka bonna utadoe dunde nite te manna nelte sonna kanyim fili no mi mfil dole ne talo na nga baljele mili ye dingol fay dolbe ta konna dolbe bulo kosi le talie wolbe donna dolka bata min taki dingola kuola wanene telonna isa dunia la dunia ka bama nende sanna anin do nene te kanna ndaji go nene te banna wala na nike kanomo pisal ta ka ura ka fo wena Jiko nintesito lafta ke la dunia le diandi bulu koko sito I wanna buy you cars ama jala motol gad basiru jawara dreams kakodo sami yekolo sito wala kambula nyin dunia be miraro la kwa nyamato sali ala ne muna nankanya bibito kam koko mkoto miziko kabilo jo miziko kadomandi ngodum poso to motivation all that na fam futata nyin levelo to nalo na first jati suko no karambu ngoto afolo le nkuma farae hakilo kensondo moto anene mambatandi barandi wala kija faranda teleng karandi femo la mukamil karandi karambu moto ninga kukela ya mfama na kana kamfama will ever stay true to you nda jam facility le kamanga ni monsol minke kono tonga duno min like kunto edimi ngwa mimma tinto ni kamfata se ponto Atemiye kanu biri mangunuma biri ngunuma ta anim biri tamata Sai ko ikaburle kanyine bala Ah munete ni latitaro be mam sanke bay Ningalonu mokalonu Wata kanie badu fae fa yana animisa Mama mama
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
You are listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. Don't forget to write to us at africanbeat@voanews.com. That's our email address, africanbeat@voanews.com. Mutupo is our next piece and is done for us by Chantal of Zimbabwe. And right after that, Bakasso by Ja Verite of Burkina Faso. And Ifunanya by Peace Choir. This is old, but it's interesting and it's beautiful. But now, let's take Mutupo, the sound of Chantal from Zimbabwe.
I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
This is Emerson, the last man standing from Freetown, Sierra Leone, on the African Beat with David Bandy, Voice of America. Peace.
Beautiful music by P Square of Nigeria, and before that, Bakasso by Ja Verity of Burkina Faso, and Mutupu by Jantal of Zimbabwe. Beautiful music. The African Beat on the Voice of America.
Tell them, tell them I dig it. Oh, chance. say God no dey bang for.
Trust in Jah and the Savior. So if you fall seven times, you go rise seven times. Remember the story of Job. Don't you ever give up electing choke. Don't be like you come in for 1 pint coke. Believe in yourself and activate hope. You will ever come and be the head cornerstone. Why you see your soul and for food in this? Can we not get an agony? God no dey bang food. Ah, do ya tell your neighbor? God no dey bang food.
Wow, so they can't be sure they go.
Bam bam,
never look up to God. Oh, they no go ever let you so.
Bam bam,
in what na in what oh. God no dey bang so cause so no fail for call up. Any problem where you get it ready for solve up. But talk to God not free. God in network, no music. If you believe it, you shall receive it. No condition is permanent.
Why you see your full and full food and this in this? Can we not get an agreement for the taste? Watch, there is light, there is support, my brother. God know the bang food. Ah, do you tell your neighbor? God know the bang food.
Drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
African beats.
Escape from the humdrum and dance to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Van, host of the Voice of America's African Beat. Splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday for a soothing musical jam. I guarantee it. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to this great show. And a big thank you to my guest, Sarah Musa, for stepping up into our VOA studios today to talk about her non-profit organization and her school in the Gambia. Once again, thank you and thanks to your parents. Well, with all of that, I am David Vandy here in Washington, wishing you all a pleasant day. As I leave you now with Come We Stay by Blanche Bailey of Cameroon.
It's Blanche Bailey.
Diva.
African Beat on the Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all